time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
Were you aware of the fact that the people in Pakistan who are fighting the Taliban right now are actually under Jewish assault? Are you aware of the fact that Britain is under Jewish occupation? That's right. Are you aware that most of the problems happening in the world today are being caused by Jews? Well, if you look at the radioislam.org website or Jew Watch website, boy, you'll find out that all this and more is true. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire. We're gonna explore this a little bit further. Irrational Jew hatred, anti-Semitism, what's behind it? What's the cause of it? We've talked about this and broadcast in years past, but I want to revisit today in light of the international outcry against Israel's actions in boarding and defending themselves on the flotilla that was going into Gaza. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Email me directly at Dr. Brown. That's drbrown@askdrbrown.org. What is behind the intense hatred of the Jewish people, historically and to this day? Let me ask you a question. What's the capital of the United States? All right, good. Washington, D.C. We go around the world and ask the capital of this country, this country, this country, this country. And if you're from that country, you know it. And many of you know the cities because they're famous cities. And if you go to those locations and you go to those cities, if you go to D.C., you will find the embassies of all the foreign nations that are in relationship to the United States. They have embassies here. And if you go to the capital cities of any other countries around the world, you'll find all the embassies there. What's the capital city of Israel? It's Jerusalem. If you go to Jerusalem, what will you not find? You will not find all the embassies of the nations of the world. You'll find them in Tel Aviv, because when the Jewish people said Israel, said Jerusalem is our capital, the rest of the world said, we don't recognize it, with the rarest of exceptions. Well, isn't that odd? I mean, why Jerusalem? You know, there are lots of wars that have taken place around the world. The wars that ravaged Yugoslavia and Bosnia, and is the world dividing up the cities and declaring who has which capital and what? I mean, how much say does the rest of the world have? And yet the world wants to carve up Jerusalem and wants to tell the Jewish people exactly what they can and can't have. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? What is behind anti-Semitism? Could it be deserved? Could it be that Jewish people have done a lot of damage in the world? Could it be that there is a Jewish conspiracy to rule the world? Could it be that Jews control finances and Jews control the media? There's something really fascinating. Right before the broadcast, I did a Google search and typed in the word Jew. Not Judaism, not Jewish, but Jew. And the first thing you get is a note from Google saying, we apologize for the unpleasant information that comes up in these searches, because when you would type in Jew, the first site that would come up, at least at certain times in the past, is the JewWatch.com website. I'm looking at that website now. Of course, it denies the Holocaust. It blames Jews for world conspiracies. It blames Jews for every kind of attack. I've got one article on there, What is the Talmud, which is the primary religious base of Judaism. And it explains that socialism is a concept preached in the Talmud, and that Marx and Engels issued the Communist Manifesto in 1848 in London, and the source of the communist writing and communist philosophy is the Talmud. You've got just about every imaginable charge here. I think they've had over 1 billion. Here, the Jew Watch Project's 1.5 billion pages served demonstrate our focus on professionalism. This is an active site, and Google wanted to alert people we're not responsible for what comes up in the searches. This is just what's there, and we've got to present it. But they actually have an apology because the stuff is so radical and crazy. I'm looking at the Jew Watch website, Zionist Occupied Governments, and let's see. United States is a Zionist occupied government. Vatican City, did you know that? Is a Zionist occupied government. Germany, Austria, France, United Kingdom, Poland, and Australia are all Zionist occupied governments. Friends, millions of people believe this. A Jewish supremacist list and the associations they dominate. Jewish Zionist Soviet anti-American spies, Jewish communist rulers and killers, Jewish terrorists. And it goes on and on and on. Jewish mind control mechanisms, Jewish banking and financial manipulations. Similar articles on the Radio Islam website. Radio Islam website in multiple languages as well. What's behind this? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Some years ago, I made a major study of the subject of anti-Semitism. I read as widely as I had time to read. I gave it deep thought. And noticed that there's some exceptional and unusual things about anti-Semitism. By the way, if you're listening in Dallas, Fort Worth on KVCE 1160 AM, you are listening to the right show, The Line of Fire. We'll be with you daily in this very time slot, bringing you a voice of moral sanity and spiritual clarity and a kingdom perspective on what's happening in the news. So anti-Semitism, there's some unique aspects to it. And it rises up, it becomes prominent every so often in ways that are unusual to draw attention to the irrational nature of it. Again, I'm going to talk this through. Feel free to differ with me. If you feel that anti-Semitism is justified, if you feel that Jew hatred is justified, if you feel that Jews are behind most of the ugly, destructive things taking place in the world, I guess it means from the Taliban to the Vatican to communism. Perhaps Jews are that powerful. Perhaps you can present some evidence. Perhaps you can tell us about the horrible things written in the Talmud and in the rabbinic literature. Perhaps you can explain to us why Jews are only getting what they deserve. Perhaps you can give us scriptural arguments to that effect. Feel free. I'd love to hear from folks I differ with, 866-34-TRUTH. But I actually, over a period of years, did some outreach lectures at Yale University and Columbia University. And I talked about anti-Semitism, and my argument was there is no rational explanation for it, that there has to be a supernatural explanation for it, and ultimately, I explain what that supernatural explanation was and use that as a platform to preach the gospel. When I presented it at Yale, we took, almost 2 hours of questions from the audience. It was a long time. Many of these Yale students, grads, sharp people, and none of them had an answer that could connect all the dots. And I'm going to present these different dots to you in a moment. I did it at Columbia. Oh, this time it was different. Someone had an idea. Someone had an idea as to an explanation for anti-Semitism. He didn't come out and say it directly. He suggested it. And then I said, are you saying this? And he smiled and said, yes, that's what he was saying. He had the only potentially viable explanation that connected the dots, namely aliens. aliens were, I'm not kidding, this is Columbia University. Aliens were behind anti-Semitism, perhaps because he said, look, there are a lot of things we know scientifically that we didn't know before, that may have just sounded like myths and fairy tales. He didn't use those exact words, but as we studied more, we found scientifically how certain things work and operate and what's behind them. So he said that perhaps as we study and learn more, we'll find that aliens are actually behind these things. So then I rationally sought to explain to him why it couldn't be aliens. And I said, you know, here's the deal, that we have this book called the Bible, and this book tells us about Jew hatred and why it will happen and things that Jewish people suffer around the world. And it also tells us that there is a God who created the world and created the peoples of the earth. And this God makes himself available to us as we cry out to him. He answers and responds, makes himself known. So when I do pray, when I do cry out, and this God does respond and does answer in certain ways, that I feel in my heart, without saying a word to anyone, to pray for a certain person in another part of the world in a given day, and then hear later from that person that they were in a critical need that very moment we were praying and how God answered, I said, then that indicates to me that the author of this book really is supernatural, and it really is God, and he's the one that laid these things out. So unless you want to make aliens into an all-powerful God, which he was not prepared to do, aliens doesn't work. We come back. Do you think that the Jews especially hate it? Maybe my whole premise is wrong. Do you think the Jews are especially subject to bad press, lies, attacks? We'll get into why. You'll find this fascinating. Stay with us. Talking today about anti-Semitism, Jew hatred, what's behind it, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-7884. Again, you can email me at drbrown@askdrbrown.org. Please remember, as a Jewish believer in Jesus, I'm constantly reaching out to my Jewish people, calling them to repent and turn to Jesus in faith, saying that there is no salvation for Jew or Gentile outside of Jesus, Yeshua. Because of that, I am not particularly liked by many in the Jewish community, especially some of the counter-missionaries that consider me to be highly dangerous. I am fully aware of the fact that modern Israel is largely secular, that there's a lot of ungodliness in the nation. I'm not out to defend every Jewish action. There have been Jewish atrocities. There are leading Jewish atheists pulling people away from faith in God. I'm not one of these starry-eyed Christian Zionists who think everything Israel does is just so wonderful and perfect. In fact, when people take tourists to Israel, they say, oh, it's so wonderful. We prayed at the Wailing Wall, and we were next to all the Jews there. I said, well, did it break your heart? It was a lovely trip. You maybe got baptized in the River Jordan, came back with holy oil. And said, okay, wonderful. But did it break your heart praying with these Jewish people that are so near and yet so far? Yet saying that and also recognizing that in certain ways the Jewish people have been guilty before God and deserve judgment from God. We read about it in the scriptures. Above and beyond that, I believe there is a supernatural hatred of the Jewish people. Now, I'm going to get into some of the reasons why I say it's supernatural in a moment, but I just want to play a little clip as more evidence about the participants on the flotilla comes in. There are at least 50, when I read earlier today, that were not divulging names or information to the Israeli government, some not just associated with terrorists, but some possibly terrorists themselves. And the whole event with the flotilla stirred up some emotions of the people that were going to be participating. You'll hear some singing in Arabic and then a statement in Arabic, just a few seconds long. Unless you speak Arabic, you won't understand it, but I'll explain what's happening in a moment. Okay, first, these people are singing Remember Khaybar of the Jews, and the army of Muhammad will return. This has to do with Jewish groups in Muhammad's day and the subsequent years who were attacked by Islamic forces, who tried to fight and resist, ultimately had to capitulate and surrender and be subject to the Muslims. So they're singing songs reminiscent of the Palestinian Intifada. These songs were common in 2000 to 2005. So this is not just peace activists. These are anti-Israel activists, and some even with terrorist ties. And one of the women had this to say, again in Arabic. She says that we face one of two happy endings, either martyrdom or we get to Gaza. This is not just some people coming in on a boat hoping to draw international attention to Israel's blockade of Gaza. These are people with evil intentions without question. Later in the show, I'll play, in case you haven't heard, Prime Minister Netanyahu's short explanation of this. I want to make sure that you hear that. But let me give some of the facts about anti-Semitism, okay? You can read more about this in my book, Our Hands Are Stained with Blood, or also in the book, What Do Jewish People Think About Jesus? If you don't have those books, I strongly encourage you to get them from our website or Christian bookstore or online. What makes anti-Semitism, Jew hatred, unique? First, it's the longest hatred of all time. It's the longest sustained hatred against any one group of people for all time. It dates back at least 2,300 years. You have it in the Greco-Roman world before the time of Jesus, and if you include the Book of Esther, it goes back at least 2,500 years. I've often quoted these words of the Catholic scholar Edward Flannery: "Anti-Semitism is the longest and deepest hatred of human history. What other hatred has endured some 23 centuries and survived a genocide of 6 million of its victims in the 23rd century of existence, only to find itself still intact and rich in potential for many years of life?" You would have thought that the world would have learned after the horrors of the Holocaust, the supernatural, demonic, diabolical, ugly phenomenon called anti-Semitism. You would think that the world would have learned. Point of fact, you have world leaders like Ahmadinejad calling for the destruction of Israel, and anti-Semitism for some years now worldwide has been at levels just as high as it was before the Holocaust worldwide. So again, it's the longest hatred of all time. Secondly, it's the most widespread hatred of all time. In terms of a hatred directed against a people, it is the most widespread of all time. So you find it in the Greco-Roman world before the time of Jesus, and then you find it much in the history of Christianity. I mean, sadly, if you want to find Jew hatred in the history of Christianity, many big fat books have been written on the subject. You say, well, the people truly weren't Christians. Well, how did it ever get in to something associated with Christians? And how is it that some famous Christian leaders like Martin Luther wrote some of the ugliest things against the Jews of all time? I mean, you can go to websites that will quote from Muhammad to Martin Luther to popes to other alleged Christian leaders to people from every stripe, all with this in common: hatred of the Jew. So within Islam, you have extreme Jew hatred. You have it in fascism. You have it in communism. What other connection is there between, say, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and Osama bin Laden, aside from the fact that they hate Jews? Do you know you can go to white supremacist websites and they hate Jews? And you can go to black supremacist websites and they hate Jews? In fact, I have quotes in my book, Our Hands Are Stained with Blood, from black supremacists saying that the only white person they admire is Adolf Hitler. Today on university campuses, there is virulent, even violent, anti-Semitism. Are you aware of the fact that Prime Minister Netanyahu has been unable to deliver speeches in recent years at various universities in America because of protests? Or there had the speech can only be delivered with the highest security because of the levels of campus-wide protests against his visit? I mean, this is the same America where Columbia University has Ahmadinejad from Iran speaks to the UN, calling openly for the destruction of the Jewish people. His comments are not hidden, and blaming Zionism for the problems in the world. How is this? If you've heard of Voltaire, the philosopher, Toynbee, the historian, composer Richard Wagner, how about the car designer Henry Ford? You know that Henry Ford was respected by Adolf Hitler because of his anti-Semitic writings? Yes, Henry Ford of Ford Motor Cars. You find anti-Semitism in Japan, Russia, Iran. There was a group a few years back that made a stir called the Raelians. Their leader in France, Ra'el, claimed to have been abducted by aliens and given special enlightenment, and they claimed to have been cloning babies and successfully. So it was really just an attention ploy. But I went to their website to find out who they were and found out that Ra'el, speaking for the aliens, allegedly, actually had an anti-Semitic speech. Here, according to Ra'el, speaking for the aliens, Israel is engaged in state terrorism. A small handful of the millions of American Jews are holding the rest of the 250 million Americans hostage. Longest hatred, most widespread hatred. We come back, we'll see it's the most vicious and irrational hatred of all time. Stay with us. Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast, 866-34-TRUTH. Talking about Jew hatred. Hey, I haven't done this for a little while. I think I'm going to give away some books, So stand by if you're listening. I'm going to give you a simple question to respond to. And just for your calling in, I want to send you as a gift my book, What Do Jewish People Think About Jesus? We'll probably do it for the first five callers or so. What do Jewish people think about Jesus and other questions Christians ask about Jewish beliefs, practices, and history? One of the questions in the book has to do with anti-Semitism. But here is the question for you. Simple question. Do you think Jews control the media? Do you think Jews control the media? That can be news. That can be Hollywood. Just give a yes or a no if you have a reason. We'll hear from you a little bit. 866-34-TRUTH. Do you think that Jews control the media? That can include Hollywood, news, newspapers, all of the above, some of the above. All you have to do is weigh in with your opinion, yes or no. And we'll give away a few copies of What Do Jewish People Think About Jesus. All right, before I go to the phones, this is what Prime Minister Netanyahu had to say regarding the Gaza flotilla clash. More and more evidence comes in of violence against the Israeli soldiers. Fox News has a video where it appears to be a stun grenade thrown out at their boat as they're being sprayed with water, and then people trying to swing a long chain at them. This before they've even gotten in the boat, and they had every legal right to do what they were doing. But Prime Minister Netanyahu has expressed things very simply.
This is a clear case of self-defense. Israel cannot allow the free flow of weapons, of rockets, of missiles to the terrorist base of Hamas in Gaza. It's a terrorist base supported by Iran. It's already fired thousands of rockets on Israeli cities. It seeks to smuggle in thousands more. And this is why Israel must inspect the goods that come into Gaza. It's also a clear cut of self-defense because as our soldiers were inspecting these ships, they were attacked. They were almost lynched. They were attacked with clubs, with knives, with perhaps with live gunfire, and they had to defend themselves. They were going to be killed. Israel would not allow its soldiers to be lynched, and neither would any other self-respecting country.
Plain and simple, friends, and it is just that simple. Do you know how many of our men and women are dying in Iraq because of Iranian activity? And Iranian-sponsored violence. That's the same sponsoring, in many ways, of Hamas, a terrorist organization, whom you would not want on your doorstep, as much as we want these people to come and know the Lord. Bombing Israel repeatedly. You tell me America would put up with that for a day, a week, a month, let alone for years? So let's keep our facts right. All right, before I go to the phones, anti-Semitism, the most widespread hatred of all time. It is the longest hatred of all time. It's the most vicious hatred of all time. Just when you think of the targeted nature of the Holocaust taken out on one particular group of people, that has been the repeated theme of extraordinary, obsessive violence, anger, hatred against Jewish people. And anti-Semitism is the most irrational hatred of all time. It's the most irrational hatred of all time. When the Black Plague decimated Europe, Jews were accused of starting the plague by poisoning the wells with a mixture made of spiders, lizards, and the hearts of Christians mixed together with the sacred elements of the Lord's Supper. Thousands of Jews were slaughtered because of this lie. When the Catholic Church declared in 1215 at the Fourth Lateran Council that the wafer and the wine, the elements of communion, were literally the body and blood of Jesus, Jews were accused of kidnapping and torturing wafers because these were alleged to be the body of Jesus, and Jews were getting back at him. Whole communities of Jews were burned at the stake because of these lies. Muslim world today, it's still believed that every year Jews kidnap and torture a priest or other victim using his blood to make Passover matzah, unleavened bread. I mean, it goes on and on. The famous protocols of the elders of Zion claim and believe that there is a secret cabal of Jewish leadership, 300 Jews secretly controlling world events, who will ultimately come into world power, and when they do, bring the entire world under subjection to the Hindu god Vishnu. Read the protocols of the elders of Zion for yourself. This is a hot seller to this day in the Muslim world, widely believed, and a hot seller in many anti-Semitic groups. Why? All right, some phone calls. Steve in Kaysville, Utah, do you think Jews control the media?
I used to think that. I wanted to mention that I was calling before you asked the question, but I used to think that. My first business partner was Muslim, and I didn't know, like many other Americans, I had no idea that I was being lied to in the media. And the first thing that my partner did was he told me that we were deceived and, you know, as Americans, so on and so forth. So I started doing some research and couldn't find out, yes, he was right, we were being deceived. Overall, we get little bits and pieces of info, quite often wrong. But I found out that he was being deceived as well.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to convince me, you know, the Jews controlled all these different things. And the long story short in the end, because I got to know quite a few Muslim gentlemen, and come to find out, they were ignorant, for lack of a better term. They did not know and understand even the Quran. And some of the things that the Quran had stated in support of Christianity or, you know, going against the things that a lot of the, you know, the radical Muslims stand for today. And many of the people,
hey, Steve, hang on. I'm just going to cut in here just because we had our phone lines jammed and I want to try to get to a few people. But you in the past thought Jews control the media, but then questions were raised to you. I'd like to hear the rest of the story another day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Stay with us, and we will get your mailing address. Keith in Winston-Salem, what do you think? And this is not a loaded question. I'm curious to know, do you think Jews control the media, Hollywood?
No, sir, I don't. I just think that's just another one of these conspiracies against them. It's just another way to cause hatred, just with the anti-Semitism and all this. It's just another plea.
Got it. Okay, so this itself is an anti-Semitic notion to generate more Jew hatred. Hey, stay on the line, Keith, so we can send you this book. Anne in Jacksonville, Florida, thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yes, my answer is yes.
Okay, and what gives you that impression?
Well, I did if you do a background search on who actually started the first media company and their nationality, you will see that it is most definitely the Jews, the Sephardic Jews.
Okay, Sephardic Jews as opposed to Ashkenazi Jews.
Correct.
Okay, that's interesting. Hey, Ann, thank you for weighing in. I appreciate that. Stay on hold so we can get your mailing address. We got a line open, 866-34-TRUTH. Do Jews control the media and Hollywood? A couple of no's and one yes. I'll give some reflections on that, but we'll take some more calls on the other side of the break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you some of the reasons that some people claim that anti-Semitism exists. In other words, that there are explanations, that it's not irrational, that there is an explanation that will satisfy why there is such hatred of the Jews. We'll get into that when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back, friends, to The Line of Fire. Talking about Jew hatred. What's behind it? Is it irrational? Are there explanations for it? 866-34-TRUTH. We're going to give away a few more copies of my book, What Do Jewish People Think About Jesus? If you don't get to call in and get a free copy, you can order it. That's right. Cost money to print and put together. You can go ahead and order it on our website or any online book dealer. 60 questions dealing with Judaism and Jewish practice, the Jewish people and Jewish history, Rabbi Yeshua and the Jewish background to the New Testament, and contemporary Christians, the law of Moses, and the state of Israel. I wrote this, by the way, because of constant questions that came into our website asking these things, so that's where we put the book out. So here's the question for a free copy of the book. We'll give away a few more. Do you think Jews control the media, meaning news, Hollywood, world media, American media? Do you think that Jews control the media? 866-34-TRUTH. Just yes or no. You may have an educated answer. You may just have a hunch or a feel. Either way, we'll give away a few more books. So what are some of the explanations that are offered for anti-Semitism? You want to hear how irrational it is? Listen to Article 17 of the Hamas Charter. Zionist organizations under various names and shapes, such as Freemasons, Rotary Clubs, espionage groups, hard to read this with a straight face, and others are all nothing more than cells of subversion and saboteurs. So Freemasons and Rotary Clubs are controlled by Jews. What do you think of that? So what are some of the explanations for anti-Semitism? Well, some say it all traces back to Christianity. In other words, that the New Testament accuses Jews of killing God. The New Testament speaks of the Jews, Pharisees, in very ugly, negative terms. And therefore, since Christianity spread through the world, even influenced Islam in certain ways, Christianity is responsible. Well, many problems with that. One is that anti-Semitism predates Christianity. Second is that many people reading the New Testament have been great lovers of Israel. And third, there are many places that have never been touched by Christianity that are anti-Semitic. So it doesn't work. Another explanation, there always has to be a scapegoat. That's interesting, except doesn't answer the question, why are the Jews the ones that are so constantly scapegoated? Another explanation is because of the Jewish religion, which makes Jewish people different. People attack what they don't understand. Again, the problem there is that many times it's secular Jews who are thoroughly assimilated who are hated. And you have other religious groups and peoples like Muslims that are not attacked in the same way because they're different. Some say it's because Jews are especially bad. That's what a Pakistani cab driver told me. Jews are especially bad. That's why, which again, there are plenty of good Jews, plenty of bad Jews, plenty of good Gentiles, plenty of bad Gentiles. That doesn't work. It's because Jews have all the money. The problem with that explanation, though, is that many times Jews in the midst of terrible poverty are persecuted the most. Some say it's because of Jewish guilt leading to divine judgment. There has certainly been Jewish guilt rejecting God's word and laws through history, bringing on a certain level of divine judgment. But even within the scriptures, God rebuked the foreign nations like Zechariah 1 and said, I was angry a little, but you have overdone the punishment. Interesting theories and some truth to some of them and much truth to the last one, but absolutely does not explain anti-Semitism. Okay, Ron in Richmond, Virginia, do the Jews control the media? What do you think?
Hey, Dr. Brown, absolutely not. I guess the bigger question is, even if the answer to that question was yes, what would make that and the hating of the Jews a mutually inclusive event? What does one have to do with the other?
Ah, what's so bad about it, in other words? Okay.
Exactly, and what would make that the catch-all end-all?
Yeah, I hate the Jews because they control the media.
Right.
Great question. All right, hey, stay on the line, Ron. We will get you that book. Jackie in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey,
yes.
Jackie, what do you think?
Yes, I do not believe that Jews control the media. I think if you look at it, as the Bible says, we do not war with flesh and blood, but we're warring in the spiritual realm. What's going on in this world today is just things that are leading up to the last time. This is all spiritually in the realm of Satan controlling all this. People have hated Jews since when? Since the beginning, and they will always continue to hate them until the end. And
got it.
Just the final thing that this is all about. It's all spiritual. If you see it with spiritual eyes and not fleshly eyes, you can understand that this is a spiritual battle that's going on.
Got it. All right. And, hey, Jackie, loud and clear. Hey, I got to run, but thank you. Stay on the line.
Yes,
and,
okay.
And we'll get you that free book. Okay, Michael in Chapel Hill. We got about 15 seconds. Yes or no, do Jews control the media?
Yes, I think they do to a certain extent, but I also think that there are a lot of Jews who are very misguided and who are very liberal, and and the liberal agenda doesn't necessarily at all help the Jews.
Got it. All right. Thank you for that observation, and no argument with that. Stay on the line so we can get you that book. All right.
Thank you.
We come back. I'm going to give you my reflections on Jews controlling the media, and also my understanding of what is behind anti-Semitism. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us, friends, on the Line of Fire today as we talk about Jew hatred. I'm going to add a few links to our website, AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. Right after the show, we'll put these up for you. That will link you to some TV shows that I did called Think It Through, a Jewish outreach documentary series that I was involved with in the last couple of years. A couple of shows, very interesting, one about Jewish world influence and another about anti-Semitism. So we'll put those links. You'll enjoy watching those as well. So I've got to answer two things now in the remaining few minutes. One is, what is behind anti-Semitism? Is it demonic, irrational? Thanks for all the comments on Facebook. Join us on Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook as well, as well as online, askdrbrown.org, on the Line of Fire, where you can weigh in with your discussion. I found many interesting comments, one from a grad from our ministry school who said, as a former anti-Semite, passionate anti-Semite at that, that it's definitely demonic and irrational. I mean, just something gets stirred. You look at the news yesterday, and if you missed the broadcast, by all means, listen to it again online. But the moment something happens with Israel, I mean, they are so guilty. It is such an outrage. It is so atrocious. It is so bad. Look, how much reaction do we have when we read, say, that Muslims shoot down other Muslims or bomb other mosques or kill each other in other parts of the world? You just read it, and it's almost ho-hum, and more loss of life. How even get your attention? But the moment Israel, even in a self-defense situation, fights back proportionately, the world is outraged. It indicates there's something going on behind the scenes. And as I said at the end of yesterday's broadcast, it has nothing to do with Israel or the Jews themselves. In other words, it's not that Israelis or Jews are better than other people or worse. It has to do with God's plan of redemption. When he called Abraham, this then locked in a people, the people of the prophets, the people of the apostles, the people of the Messiah. The Messiah ascended from Jerusalem. He will return to Jerusalem and establish his kingdom there. And Satan knows that. And he hates the Jewish people because they were marked out by God. Yes, there's been much responsibility and accountability, hence divine judgment through the centuries. But above and beyond that, there has been a satanic hatred, a plot to wipe out the Jews. God promised that Jewish people would endure to the end of the age, didn't he? Jeremiah 31, verses 35 to 37, probably the clearest statement in Scripture. That means that if Satan can wipe out the Jews, he makes God into a liar. He knows that Jesus is coming back to a Jewish Jerusalem that must welcome him. Therefore, he wants to keep Jews away from Jesus. He wants to wipe out Jews, and he wants to keep Jews out of Jerusalem. There is ultimately satanic hatred of the Jewish people because of God's purposes of redemption coming through them. Not that Jews are better or worse than anyone else. Ultimately, Satan is behind it. That's what connects the dots. That's what explains the viciousness, the endurance of it, the irrationality of it, the widespread nature of it. What about Jews and the media? Actually, there has been a disproportionate Jewish influence in Hollywood. You think of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and these early Jewish studios, that many of them exist in other forms or some by the same names to this day. To my knowledge, those were formed by Ashkenazi Jews, by the way, Eastern European Jews, not Sephardic Jews who would come to America. There has been some of the leaders like CBS and others have been Jews through the years. So it seems that Jews gifted in certain ways have had a disproportionate influence in Hollywood and the media over the years. But there are plenty of other voices, forces, great producers, directors, by great I mean prominent newscasters, news organizations that are absolutely not Jewish. And if Jews control the media wouldn't be bashing Jews on top of it. So whatever influence has been, it may have been disproportionate, just like Jews have had significant influence in other areas of life because of achievement. I believe Jews especially called and will do either good or evil proportionately. I'll watch my World Changers TV show for more on that. Again, we'll have the link up. But the idea that Jews control the media in Hollywood and therefore there's a satanic plot or this conspiracy coming through them to take over. Bogus, bogus, bogus. Hey, we'll be back with you tomorrow.